Setting up this stuff. Yeah, we're now recording. Hello, everybody on YouTube, wherever you are. Let me show you some really interesting things. Okay. So a few days ago, I reported, let's get this stuff. Oh, what a mess this can be. You should be on Telegram. It's so much easier. All right. So here we are. Yay. Okay. So let's go through this. This is MotoWave CFD Forex courtesy data of Oanda, and it's all pure garbage. Simple as that. I'm going to show you why. These are the various excellent score, very good score. Now, before I get started, you're going to go, well, if they're bad, what do I have to choose from? Well,
I'm not this stuff. We're now recording. Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's quite the far back. All right, so let me just break it off here for you. What I'm talking about is if you go to my blog, quantlabs.net/blog, I mean, it's really bad now. I just checked the markets. This is the sort of thing that we can get intraday. Okay, that is basically the alternative digital virtual asset class that you can get right here. Huge returns in the last few hours, courtesy of my service. If you're interested in that, I'll put a link in there. This stuff is strengthening. I knew this was going to happen. This is going to be the asset class probably of the week. But just today, you would probably beat out your entire return in portfolio. It's absolutely incredible how bad it is with all these alternative coins. It could be lack of volume. It could be lack of the debt. I don't know. But let's go through this. Okay, so again, this is Oanda data. Excellent scores. I mean, just look at how range-bound this has been for the last month. And this is the Australian US dollar. You're looking at maybe a 6 cent spread. How the hell do you trade that? Again, short up. You cannot predict anything with these conditions. I mean, look how, like, seriously, how do you trade that? That's a Canadian, the Australian Canadian dollar. And it's really bad. And then we have the good old SPY. It's been flat like a pancake. Today it's shorting. Today was a fairly big loss. It's pretty well topped out. So that's the S&P right there at the bottom, just all short. We knew that the last week or so. Pound against the yen, pound against the Australian dollar. It's just like, really? US dollar, Canadian dollar, USD. Okay, so like some of this stuff, USD, Sweden, silver in Hong Kong, Singapore, it's completely flat. I mean, really, 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 really. I mean, this is the traditional mainstream markets that they want you to trade. Unreal. Another one, Australia, USD, it's supposed to be the leader. Euro, Canada, all the Forex stuff. Euro, US, New Zealand is very choppy. You couldn't even buy and hold it if you wanted. Euro, SEK, Sweden. Again, Euro, Singapore. It's just, okay, here we go. 10-year bond, Germany. Like a slight short, but look at there's no trend to it. There is very, like, I just went through all of these. There is nothing out there. This is, now we got the short now on the UK 10-year bond, two of those, and we got problems. I think there will be, I don't know when, a catalyst, be it the global sickness, the global sickness serum. Even China's not going to help you. It's just like, it's just so flat, dude. It is so flat. And this is an excellent score. look at USD Thailand. And I was hoping, oh, maybe one of these exotics might be better. More S&P shorts there. Check it out here. U.S. Treasury 2-year, 5-year, all shorting. Short. USD Canada, along there, but ooh, I can go from 121 to $1.218. Ooh, not even a penny. And I'm going to put leverage on that. Here's more USD Sweden. Okay, this may long. There's actually, what, 1, 2, 3, 4? Doesn't guarantee nothing. USD Singapore. Okay, now they're talking about inflation. Well, that is, they're just kind of catching on to it now that maybe there's not so much inflation. We knew that like 2 weeks ago. Like, seriously, like there's been a trend. Let me show you that. The one-day trend here, whoops, up till the end of May. Actually, May 11th, it peaked, and that's just been either choppy or dropping back. So there is no real inflation anymore. I guess the Fed, when they said it was transitory, I think it'll come back with a vengeance, though, as uncertainty kicks in. But, like, Canada, Japanese yen, short, just flat, man. Here's look at this. Up and down, mean reverting, could probably make some money there with the British pound against the USD. And another thing is that no one wants to hold the USD. It's just, it's bye-bye, no growth in it. Okay, let's continue along here. These Asian ones don't help. New Zealand USD, really mean reverting, that looks good. But if you're trying to do a buy and a hold, forget it. Platinum, same. Some longs there. I don't think people are wanting to hold gold and silver because, well, there's no one wants to hold. There's no trend. So this puts the whole aspect of CFD, stock, Forex, all of it is just utter crap. Like there's nothing to trade. Is it because of the lack of volume? Yes. Deutsche 30. That's like a bond. They're short now. That's an upside world when you see that. It has been going up from 1500 to 1560. Okay. When the catalyst comes, these will move. Believe me. When will that happen? I don't know. Meanwhile, you're not making any money. U.S. top 30. Look at the very, very little moves here. And these are four-hour charts. Pound against the US dollar, flat but declining. I don't know. I'd be frustrated to try and trade this stuff. Pound against the Australian dollar, same thing. Just no trend. Okay, you'd hope, oh, well, here's the USD CHF, the Swiss. A couple of shorts here. Well, we got four of them. But, I mean, up until about a month ago, there was some trend. USD Norway, same thing. I mean, really, this is the best we got. USD against Denmark, there's no guidance whatsoever. Mexico, a couple of longs there. Well, now we have the gold. Okay, here's the gold that we're supposed to have. Gold in Canadian, flat, slight long. Gold and some Swiss franc, a couple of longs there, but it'll be short tomorrow. Like, why bother? Gold and CHF again, that's three, another short there. I mean, like, who can trade this stuff? No return. It's gold and euro. Do you really want to hold euro? I don't. I mean, I'll give the pound some the British government signing some really good trade agreements yesterday with the Australian, that will definitely help. I would have thought that some of the Asian currencies would be good too, like the Hong Kong dollar. Nope. New Zealand dollars, is there any hope there? Flat. I mean, it's just been flat. Canadian dollar's not been doing too good. Swiss franc, euro, there's just no trend whatsoever here. I think it is a summer lack of volume, I'll give you that. Hong Kong. Mean reverting, you could do well, for sure. but I'm not seeing our gold silver ratios. That's not really any indicator. Oh, we have now an Australia 2000. So, sorry, 200. There's a trend there, but it looks like it's the short. Continuing along here, that might be something, but I did say, I think Australia is one of the better places to be, but just it's flat. Australia, Canada, Australia CHF. Not good. May was good because of the inflation trades. China 50 declining trend there. Man, let's see here. Euro pound. That's been flat as well. Euro, Norway. Oh, these are tough conditions to trade in. Okay, there was a trend here for a while with the Euro USD. Okay, that's definitely not the same on these 4-hour charts here. Let's see here. Where's my mouse? Okay. Euro USD, it's declining. Short, long. Good luck to you to figure that one out. Deutsche 30, shorting. All the stock markets pointing down. Let's see how India has been doing. It's been trending, but it's been shorting at the same time. So there is some potential there with India. Doesn't get me excited though. Japan, some decline there. That's Japan 225 on the podcast. Let's get out of this. Taiwan, flat. Two of them. UK bond here. Long. But again, these are really tough trading conditions. Pound against the Australian flat. The 30-year, just got a short there. They're saying that the interest rate for the Fed, it's about to go negative. So that might be the catalyst to everything. USD, China, yuan, very flat. Poland, USD 30, all shorting here. Got a long here, 5-year short, 10-year short. That's all treasury, of course, 10-year, really nowhere. USD, Canada, oh, how do you trade these? I'd be frustrated trying to get through this stuff. Mexico, couple of longs there, but whoop-de-doo. Norway, Sweden, feel the pain, whoever's trying to trade this. Sugar, how's sugar looking? Short, and another short. Wheat, it's all becoming down, like all this inflation trade, all that predictability is gone now. So that's going to take away any opportunity there. But honestly, I'm not seeing anything here at all. Pound against the USD again, short. New Zealand against Canada, two longs, but oof. And lastly, the platinum long, but you can see that short. Let's look at what I've been watching. Natural gas in a slight trend there. Okay, that might do something. Copper, flat. Now again, that peaked here, May 10th. Corn, declining, very flat, just bouncing around there. Wheat, declining. So again, the inflation trade, oil, ooh, that's the only thing that's really trending right now. NASDAQ's got a slight decline there. Platinum in decline. Brent crude, trending. Soybean just bouncing around, no more. Gold dipping, platinum dipping. What's this one? A sugar. So this inflation trade's definitely out. No comments, questions. We'll leave it at that. Good luck if that's your world that you want to trade in. But you know, beginning of the video, what I suggested to get really good returns, up to you. Chase where the money's at. It's going to be the other asset class I can't talk about. Over and out. Later.